Well, who's the Holy Ghost then? I mean, you talked about
an office.
It's an office. I know some people say, oh, it's Mother who's the Holy Ghost, or do we know who that person is?
I mean,
well, see, in all the aspects, Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, they're all aspects, and there's offices representing these aspects, but they're also play out within us. There's the Holy Ghost is the intelligence in matter itself, the basic Holy Ghost. In the last solar system that we were in, that was created, intelligence was developed. And it caused the organization of matter and the basis of life. And everything that would create the basis of life was organized by divine intelligence. And that intelligence is built in matter and the planet and everything we see about us, even the higher etheric worlds, is the intelligence of God. And it took billions of years of trial and error for the intelligence of God to produce all the foundations for the world that we see. I mean, it's amazing. You look at a cell in your body and examine all the intelligence that went into creating that. Greater than anything. We can't duplicate it today with all, even though we have the model in front of us, we can't duplicate that model. You know, imagine how hard it is when you don't have a model in front of you. God has to operate from scratch. And so, in the last universe, or in the last solar system, this intelligence of God operated through matter and produced all the foundations to this universe that we're in now. So if you look through a microscope at the lilies of the field, you see the glory of God from left over from the past creation. And the intelligence of God that permeates everything in the universe is the foundation of the Holy Spirit. Now, we can tap into that. There's a lot of entities that tap into that. And in the mind of the Holy Spirit is just about every truth that you can imagine. Every truth that you can imagine that lays the foundation for the world that we're in is in the universal mind of God, which is like the Holy Spirit. Then we have like entities that represent the Holy Spirit, and then entities that work for those representatives. And sometimes we may have an entity assist us, and we may think, oh, that's the Holy Spirit. And it may be an entity assisting us, or it may be just us tapping in within to the divine intelligence. Yeah.
So, like in the Lectures on Faith, it does say it's the mind of God, and so the intelligence and the mind are the same thing?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
The mind of God operates with intelligence.
Okay. Okay.
She's the only one that speaks softly. Maybe she'll leave it with her. This is loud.
Great, go ahead and speak.
JJ, so your comment about the molecule being activated and created at the time that that individual came into the Christ, and then those works were able to be accomplished, is that what we're hoping for and waiting for in creating the molecule here today? Is that when that is created, then the miracles and the works that are needed to go forward can then go forward because of the molecule?
Right. When the Christ sees that the preparations for the molecule are getting underway, then we'll have some type of overshadowing and a link established.
I have a question.
Yeah.
The cloak of Melchizedek, is that like the Holy Spirit?
No, Melchizedek is an entity, the same entity that was Christ.
But he also lives on earth today through another person.
Well, he lives in the kingdom. He lives in the esoteric kingdom of God. He is in the physical body, however.
Right. That's why,
yeah.
I said a cloak of, because he seems to go from individual to individual as is needed.
Yeah, he can project his consciousness to any individual that he wants.
Okay.
Okay.
I had another question. It's a little bit off, but it's kind of related. Was it Joseph Smith that said fear was woven into the whoop and warp of matter?
No, that was Tibetan.
Now, how does that enter into? Was that from a previous solar system, or is it the current solar system? Did that all occur?
Yeah, DK says that he was talking about fear and said that fear is interwoven in the warp and woof of matter. Does anybody know what warp and woof is?
It's the...
Yeah, when you're knitting, one way is warp and one way is woof. I'm not sure which is which. But in other words, in the fabric of matter is interwoven with fear, and he says it can never be escaped 100% because it's interwoven in our basic creation. But then we go back to an interesting statement of Joseph Smith, which is in harmony with that. He says, when God created the worlds by faith, he created it with fear and trembling. It was an interesting statement. So he's in harmony with the esoteric teachings of DK. Created the worlds with fear and trembling. Well, yeah, I think so. I think if you're up there and you think, well, I'm going to create this universe with this particular game plan, and it's going to be, I'm going to jump in and it's going to be really difficult to get back out. Yeah, you would be a little bit nervous. But it's better to go play a hard game than just sit around and do nothing. So God creates a universe and he jumps in it with fear and trembling. And that's the origin of fear, is that God himself had some fear when he created the universe. Just like, if you're beginning a great project of some type, and you're presenting it or whatever, there's a certain amount of fear and tension there. No matter when you do any type of great work, as you're approaching it, boy, is this going to be good enough? Am I going to succeed? Is it going to amount to anything? And there's a certain amount of fear and trembling. And since we're in the image of God and we experience this when we try to do a great work, well, it only makes sense that God would too. And that there's a certain amount of fear then interwoven in the warp and woof of the matter of the whole universe. Yeah.
Sorry. What about the church? God gives not the spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind, or so like that.
Okay, she says, well, what about scriptures that tell us that God gives us a spirit of love and peace and this type of thing? Okay, when you create a project for yourself and you initiate it, when you initiate it, there's a certain amount of tension, a certain amount of fear, a certain amount of concern. But when you get going and you begin to master certain things, when you master something, then that takes away the fear. You're not afraid of it anymore. If you're learning to kick the football, you're going to be a field goal kicker, and you first start out, you're going to be really nervous about being able to make the punt. Well, after you practice and practice and practice, pretty soon you're pretty confident you can make it, and you're not afraid anymore. And this is the way it is with us. The masters have achieved a lot of things where fear is now neutralized. But in the projects they're attempting to master, there's a certain amount of fear and tension. It doesn't matter whether you're a master, a bug, or a human. Lorraine's laughing.
It matters to the bug.
The things you are attempting to master, there will be tension with. For instance, let's say Shannon here is a piano player. If we ask her to play something that she's played 1,000 times, she's not nervous about it. She can get out there and just play it with no fear whatsoever. But we give her a new script written by Beethoven or something that she's never done before, and she's only played it a couple times, and then we ask her to perform. She's kind of nervous about it, right? Well, the masters are that way too. Even the Christ, even the Ancient of Days, they're all working on something. All these guys, no matter where they are in the universe, how high or low, they are working on something they're attempting to master, and that which they're attempting on is taking every bit of intelligence and power that they have, and they're nervous about it. Just like we're nervous when we're really attempting to master something new. The things that have already been mastered, we are at peace about. And when the scriptures talk about, you need to have faith and have peace, be peaceful about this, perhaps it's just some master telling us, we've mastered that and we can take care of these things for you if you just have faith in the intelligence of God, it will just be taken care of. But there are other things, the tough things that we attempt to do, you just won't feel peace all the way through. You'll feel the peace within if you're headed the right direction. You'll have a sense of peace about that, but still there will be concern about the mistakes you're going to make as you move ahead, even as you're sensing the inner peace.